Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, fellow addicts? This is Shannon, the producer of the SDR show. On today's show, joining Ralph Sutton and guest co-host Don Jameson is a singer, dancer, workout video host and entrepreneur, and so much more, Lexi Pantera, joining the show. She became famous from her twerking. She's super hot, and that turned into a line of workout videos, and we learned how that all went down. We learned about all the celebrities that she has taught to twerk, how she got into singing, how she got into dancing, racing motorcycles. She's a pretty cool chick, and it was a really fun interview. If you're listening to this show right now, you could have heard it 5 days ago by subscribing to GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you use promo code SDR, you will get a 1 week free trial, which gives you access to every single show that SDR has ever done, as well as all the shows on the network, including three brand new shows this year, which are Yo MMA Rap with Luis J. Gomez and Dave Smith, Berg's Base, hosted by comedian Aaron Berg, and Wild Goose, hosted by Zach Wild and JD DeServio, who have both been on this show in the past. All of that you get for free, as well as the show's sooner, live chat, HD stream, so many benefits just by using promo code SDR. We do the show live every single Wednesday and Saturday, and you can listen to that for free at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. And if you have any questions or comments, send it into the boys at thesdrshow.com. Make sure to rate, review on YouTube and iTunes. That really helps out the show. And go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. I believe that's it. Here it is, the Lexi Pantera episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock. This is a hit show, show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's art, you need to know.
The SDR Show, let's go.
It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton, back with me once again, Don Jameson, who was headless for the first 5 minutes in the background. Thank you, dude, for coming on once again from that Jameson show on Compound Media. I'll tell you this, this is the story. Shannon, of course, producing in the background. We don't let her show her face anymore.
Oh, I feel Shannon, like she's so beautiful.
She's not allowed. I give her like a 3 minute window at the end of the show where she can show her face, but that's it. She's got to learn who's boss is what I'm trying to say to everybody. Okay. So,
oh boy,
this is what I will say.
You're not off to a good start, Ralph.
Oh, she hates me already. By the way, Don, she fucking hates me already. I shit on the apple immediately and I saw it in her eyes and then she muted me. And I'm like, she muted herself. And I was like, she's going to bail on this interview.
I strongly dislike people. I don't hate anyone.
Okay. Well,
Can we pause real quick? Yeah. I'm hearing you coming back, Ralph. Do you have headphones on, Don?
No.
All right. Well, maybe I'll try lowering my voice a little bit. Would that help?
It's not every time, but it's like every few sentences I hear it coming back. All right. Well, I guess
what are we going to do? We're making Lexi wait long enough. So we'll get moving.
I love Apple products, by the way, Lexi.
Yeah. Good.
You know what it is about Apple?
I have a love-hate relationship. I don't know.
I just don't like that we're all, if you are an Apple person, everybody's forced for their phone and their setup to look and feel exactly the same way. That bothers me. I like the customizability of the Samsung. As someone
MySpace is the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I liked. That's what I like.
Facebook,
idea.
Everything looks the same. At MySpace, you had personality.
Yeah, but the problem with that was that everybody took it too far and you started getting flying toasters every time you logged into MySpace and it would crash your browser and I hated it. That was really annoying. It was so fucking annoying.
Is MySpace still big for music, Lexi?
Oh, that killed me.
No,
I just remember all the things flying down my page.
It was like, horrible. It would crash browsers.
So
people got
funny.
It was the modern day version of an answering machine. We used to call someone, they just say, hey, I'm not home. And then it was like 20 minute jingles. That was the same thing as what happened with fucking MySpace. And that's why they went away.
My friends used to make me sing on their voicemails.
Oh, really?
And they used to like write jingles for me.
Oh, that's cool.
I hope we never find them.
Oh, that would be cool though. Why not? And no, answer, Don, in answer to your question, this is how delusional he was a few years ago. Justin Timberlake felt he was big enough to bring back MySpace. And he spent like, I think it was 50 million or 100 million buying MySpace. And now it's worth like 10 million, if it's worth that much. But he thought, I could make this a music platform again.
It I honestly work. Think that that's possible again.
I think SoundCloud has become the MySpace of today. And I think we lost her. God damn it.
You could probably get more for Gas Digital.
Yeah, I think so. Did we lose her? Is she gone?
Hold on. No, she's here.
We're cursed.
Yeah, this is a tech. I think for what happened is I made fun of Apple in the beginning of this episode. Now I'm hearing it myself. I made fun of Apple at the beginning of this episode, and I think the Apple gods are trying to shit on me. Because
you know what it is? Hold on.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
You did. You jinxed it at the beginning.
I jinxed it. This
and scene.
And
you know, I just go back to no head, Don Jameson. It doesn't even matter.
I got this beautiful green screen here and a microphone, and it all went to shit.
Yeah, all right. She's there. Oh, what? Oh, there we go.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
But it's weird is that now it feels like somebody must have started using the Wi-Fi in your apartment because your connection is far less stable.
Yeah, completely frozen.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Don.
Please. I mean, I was the beginning part of this disaster.
Can it be my turn next?
Yeah. I'm just going to turn my camera off and just to be in on this.
Yeah.
I think we leave this all in and call this the clusterfuck tech interview.
Definitely leave this in.
Yeah. Well, let's see if she's back. I hear my. Well, now we know where me getting echoed back is coming from her for some reason.
Maybe it's not feeding to her headphones.
Maybe not.
Or maybe it's not her headphones in her ears and I made that up.
Are we broadcasting on MySpace?
Just Facebook.
Oh, she looks equally upset about this whole thing as well. Let's see what's happening. Oh, hey. Now she's muted.
Yep. There she goes.
By the way, that look of disgust that she made is a lot of women make that face when they're in the bedroom with me, just like that. Ooh. What am I
you
looking
and I
at?
Both seen that face.
What am I looking at? Oh man, what is going on?
You're back. Oh my goodness.
I don't know what's happening now.
Ralph, you can't do this to people with 2.7 million followers on Instagram. To me, you could do it all day. I got 11,000, but
she said I'm back just as her camera went off.
Oh,
my God.
God damn it.
God, she's got more comebacks than Kiss.
I really hope that way they do that one last tour with the all originals. That would be really nice. All right, now you're muted again. There we go.
My airplane mode is on, and I don't understand how I'm getting phone calls, text notifications. Like my mother
I will tell you why, because if you have Wi-Fi calling turned on, and it doesn't matter, then they'll come through. Let's just stick with what we have right now.
Okay.
Everyone take a breath.
And I noticed as soon as you touch your iPod or your ear pods, they fall out or they end the call, so I can't touch them.
Oh, well, fair enough. So Shannon, I don't even remember where we were at this point, but we'll just
MySpace. Anyway, I think it might be a thing. We'll see.
We'll see.
So nobody move.
I say that SoundCloud is becoming what the MySpace platform could have been in terms of music and making people well-known based on audio only. That's what SoundCloud is. That should have been what MySpace is, in my opinion.
I actually released something on SoundCloud.
I know. I believe all your singles are going to be first exclusive to SoundCloud going forward.
That's what this last one was for sure. So, right. And it was great. We got a lot of streams over there. So yeah.
It's wild.
Cool.
What I have found. Yeah. So we put out the show sometimes on SoundCloud, although I think we're not going to use it anymore for different reasons. But what I had noticed is when we have a musical artist as the guest on SoundCloud, like on our show, and it goes to SoundCloud, those streams would be crazy versus a comic or someone else. Like it just would do so much better on SoundCloud, which is because they're so musician forward. Anyway, we didn't even introduce our fucking guest yet. So let's say that. Let's put back the 20 minutes of tech issues on the side. We call her a dancer, a media influencer, a singer, someone with fucking...
Let's just say motherfucking superstar Lexi Pantera. Hello, AKA Virgin enough. Lex. Nice to meet you.
So let me ask you this, by the way. When it's like, I don't know, like 2 million or 3 million on Instagram, but totally it's like 8 or 9 million followers, something fucking ridiculous like that. I also think, and I could be wrong by this, but it's a little bit of a weird thing, but the most subscribed to girl on OnlyFans, but because you also have a free option. Is that correct?
Oh, I have a free page and I have a subscription page. But yes, I am the most subscribed person on OnlyFans.
Now, do they tell you that directly? Hey, good news, you are this? Or did you find out some other way?
I found out through company stuff.
Okay, because that's pretty cool. That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, she asked around, I was like, hey, are you the guy?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, hey, are you the number one? No. Are you the number one? No. That's how I found out.
I found that I'm the least subscribed person on OnlyFans. That's by the way, a couple of things. Number one, we're both, this I'm going to try now because you hate me so much at the top of the show or don't dislike me. I'm going to try and engage myself with you right now, which is okay. We are both Middle Eastern. I'm Syrian. You're Persian. That's something, right?
That's a big one in the book then.
That's a big one, right? Number two.
Each other now.
Tell me if this is true. You were, I heard right online, conceived in a 69 Oldsmobile. I was born in 69. That's another tie-in.
Oh, my God. My dad. That's what my dad told me.
Oh, that.
I didn't ask him for that, but that's.
And I had a 69 last night.
So. Oh, did you? What was his name?
Steve.
Okay, fair enough.
My birthday is 6/9.
Is it? That's
right. June 9th.
I knew that, Shannon. Shannon, you're not allowed to talk until I talk to you.
Sorry.
All right. So now
started with me.
I'm the one that does the research and tries to sound like I know what I'm talking about. Don is a comedian, so he can just be funny. He makes it a lot easier. But I will tell you, sometimes my research goes awry and I could be wrong. So I apologize at the top of the show if at any point I fuck up, which will probably happen often. Right. So am I right that you grew up in Sacramento and it was your dad that kind of forced you to go to L.A. and you didn't want to go to L.A.?
Halfway, yeah. He definitely came up when I was 16 and was like, you need to come to Los Angeles, because I just didn't grow up in the best of a neighborhood in Sacramento, and he wanted a better life for me. So, you know, I had to get up on it out of there, and I wanted to sing and be a superstar. So I was like, you know, how am I going to do this in Sacramento when my dad lives in LA? And I have that opportunity to do that. So, you know, I left my younger brothers. It was the saddest day ever. I swear. It was just like tears and crying. I left my mom, my stepdad, my brothers, my best friends, like, and I was just like, I gotta go. And so I cried the whole way, 5.5 hour drive back to LA, just like weeping in the back.
And Sacramento was, because I don't know much about California, but Sacramento was a shit show. So it was dangerous and it wasn't a safe place for a young girl. Is that correct?
Yeah, some parts were really, really nice. But the area I grew up in with my mom, no, it was one of the worst parts of Sacramento. So it's not somewhere that, you know, you think you're going to make it out of. So luckily I had my father, you know, who lived and grew up in Hollywood and had another life. Like, I kind of had the best of both worlds. You know, it's like a Cinderella story, kind of.
Well, because also, go ahead, Don, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask, is your dad in the music business or entertainment in any way?
Yeah, so my dad definitely, like, came here, you know, after he left Iran. He came to America, changed his name, and got into, you know, background and movies, like, any way he could. So he just, like, started, you know, doing that whole thing. And he's a stunt driver, so he got really lucky and got an audition for Terminator and booked that and started working on a couple dope movies. Yeah, and doing stunts. So it definitely is in the family now and heavy, heavy in now for sure.
And he's the one that got you into racing motorcycles, which you did for a couple of years as a child. Is that right?
Yeah, because every summer I would go back and forth from L.A. to Sacramento, you know, family to family. So in L.A., we would ride dirt bikes and do the boy things because I had all my uncles and stuff there. So,
but did you actually, I read you actually competed as a kid. Is that right?
Yeah, like 8, 9, 10 years old, I would compete, get some trophies. But I found out that like that's not really what I wanted to do because I was like singing Little Mermaid like in my helmet, like it would be echoing like while I'm racing. So I was like, I want to sing instead. And then my dad, you know, it's so dangerous. Like my dad's broken every damn bone in his body, I swear, from racing. So he didn't want me involved in all that. So I stepped out and just did all the music and dance and theater and all that type of stuff.
And your dad changed his name to Pantera? Because that's your legal last name, right?
No, it's actually just a stage name of mine. So,
oh, that's funny. Because I thought, you know, because that's cool. So I thought for some reason, I thought it was like your actual last name. My
bad. He says America's a little bit racist, so he had to change his name in the business, you know, and so he changed his name to like a more Italian name, Tony.
Oh, it's his stage name. That's what I meant.
Yeah,
that's
so,
what I meant.
Yeah. So when I was going back and forth, I wanted to act when I was younger because he was doing some things. And so he got me headshots. And on my headshot, it was Alexis Pantera. You know, I took his last name. He just used it and helped me do that. So that's how I got that. And everyone just called me Lexi. So my name's Alexis, but they call me Lexi. So that's how I got that for the rest of my life.
And I read
Pantera
that
Pantera is one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, but she has the extra R in it, though, so it doesn't count.
Extra R, baby.
Are you at all aware of the band, or you've probably heard the comparison your whole life?
I have, and I'm not mad at a couple of the records I've heard. They're not bad.
That's fair. Cool. And is it true that your dad called you Lex Luthor because you were very manipulative? I read that online.
I just get what I want.
Fair enough. All right, before we go any further, I would like to tell you all about one of our longtime sponsors. You know them by now, simply as the home of the $60 kilo. We are talking about Yo Kratom, especially now. Inflation's happening. Prices are going up everywhere. The one place you can rely on pricing not going up, not changing, it's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. High-quality curated Kratom direct to you with the Yo Kratom guarantee of a simple mathematical formula of $60 a kilo. They have tons of their own unique strains. I've said it many times. Shannon loves the train wreck one. 11 different Kratom strains all mixed together. Where else are you going to go for that great quality Kratom other than YoKratom.com, home of that $60 kilo? Plus, it just sounds so cool to say, all right, give me 2 kilos, as J.O. Christian likes to say. Again, it is YoKratom.com. Support the sponsors that support this show. Home of the $60 kilo. No one should go without Kratom in 2022. YoKratom.com. Let's get back into it. So what I like, and I don't know if this is true also, I have to always preface that, but you said this, that you were always someone that wanted to pursue singing, and that was your goal, was to make it in the music industry. But about, I guess it's 9 years ago now, you had a video go viral for twerking, right? And that's what exploded you into the mainstream. But you were already, and I could be wrong, is that where you got discovered? Because I read you were in like a musical girl group and actually opened for Keith Sweat at some point.
Yeah, I definitely did the whole girl group thing. You know, I did my duties. I worked hard to be here, let me tell you. From like 18, girl group, opening up, you know, recording, then becoming solo, just hustling, trying to, you know, figure out the music business, spending money, just working normal jobs. Also, dad was helping me at some point, managing me, and him not really knowing what to do. And we're just running around like, you know, chickens with their heads cut off in Hollywood. But, you know, we're here now. And in 2014 was when the twerk out classes became viral, because I had this just idea, because I've been a dancer my whole life. So I had this idea to create this twerk out class, and that just blew up, you know, and it kind of catapulted me into just all the entertainment. And I've just pushed my way, you know, through and trying to be a musician in the game and trying to rebrand myself as a musician, because, you know, that put me in a crazy box. And that's just been the struggle going forward. But it's been such a great journey. I've been blessed, full, like so blessed.
So just so I get the timeline, you were already doing like the girl group stuff and then the going solo stuff, and then the twerking came. It wasn't the other way around.
Yeah, no, I had like a single on the radio, like Knew It Too with DJ Felly Fell. I had a single out. I was, you know, going around talking to some labels here and there, and things were going. But, you know, the business is crazy. So you get connected in certain situations. You had to get out of things. And, you know, we just go through those things, and That's what happened. Yeah.
Right.
Get it right, Ralph. The twerking came after.
Yeah.
and I have a question about the twerking, Lexi. Mm-hmm. So for middle-aged white guys like Ralph and I with no ass whatsoever, would your workout develop some buns on us?
You guys are hilarious. I guess a lot of guys like to ask this question. It's all about practice and the way you move, okay? So you guys can do anything you set your little booties to.
But will we actually be bootylicious if we do this workout for like 6 months?
Yeah, I think so. Good luck. I wish you luck, actually, because you guys would be dying on the floor. I remember having one class with a bunch of guys back in the day, and it was the funniest class I've ever had, just because like they were really like they were doing the moves, like they were like, we're doing this, we're committed. They were the most sweaty men I've ever seen. They were falling on the floor. They were just dying. There was different age groups, different sizes. And they're like, how do you do this? We can't keep up. It was hilarious.
I think, Shannon, I will allow you to talk for a minute. Shannon, would you explain to Lexi, which I believe is true, and you could tell me if I'm wrong, that I do have quite a pronounced posterior. Is that not correct?
That's correct. But I think what's important is, as Lexi said, how you move it. And I think that's where you may have an issue.
That is where I have an issue. But I already
Ralph
have
no moves.
I have quite. Yep. I've been told my whole life I have a black man's butt. I have like a bubble
butt. Oh, my God.
I've heard it my whole life. But right now, by the way, my plan, which got derailed a couple days ago, I was going to make Don and I stand up and try, but I fucked up my back. I can't even move. I'm literally wearing a fucking a brace
back
right
brace?
Now. Yeah, because I can't move. And
all right. Well, that means you don't need twerk out, honey. You need yoga.
Yeah, I do yoga. By the way, what happened was I was in Miami for a month and I stopped doing yoga, came back. We were stuck in a car. Shannon and I went to a fucking wedding. I was in that car for 4 hours. I fucked up my back because I'm 6'6". And I've been paying for it ever since. Today was a big day for me because now I'm on muscle relaxers, which is making my brain not be 100% there. And by
You're
the
hilarious.
Way, big day today. I got to wipe my ass without being in pain. It was a really good day for me.
What is he supposed to say to that, Ralph?
You know what? It's just the Middle Eastern in him because I'm used to it. My dad, you should see my dad.
I wonder if we have similar foods, because Syrian and do you like Persian food, like Middle Eastern food?
Oh, I absolutely love Persian food.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever heard of
it's one of my favorites.
I'm going to name a few things right now, but I might be Syrianizing the pronunciations because you might pronounce them differently. Like
the thing is, I got to say that I don't speak Farsi. And I literally was on this plane coming back from, I forgot where I was coming back from the other day. And I was like, I need to learn Farsi. My dad never taught me. And I don't understand why. Like, he's complete fluent. Like, and he never spoke to me in this language. And I was like, I need to hit up a Rosetta and I need to learn some fucking Farsi.
My father used to go into the other room to speak with my grandparents in Arabic because, as you said, this country's pretty racist, and he didn't want me to grow up with an accent. So he would go speak Arabic to my grandparents in the other room. God forbid we picked up any of it. So I don't know anything.
Honestly, I think it really had to do with that. I think he just felt uncomfortable, kind of like there was no need for me to learn it. Like, why, you know? Right. But now that I grow up, I'm like, well, I want to learn more about my roots and where I'm from and what's going on. And I have been, and that's a part of it. I'm like, I want to speak another language. God damn it.
Yeah.
You could rap in Farsi.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. And I, you know, first generation coming over here, being a musician, like that's a big deal. And I want to make sure that I just do it wholeheartedly and right, you know, if I'm going to tap into that. So I'm really excited. That brings up my grandma. Like, my grandma was a huge poet, musician in Iran.
And also, surprisingly, her grandma, world renowned twerker as well. Not a lot of people know that.
No, stop it.
You know, my usual co-host on the show, Jay, his girlfriend is Persian also. Christine's Persian. You know that, right? Yeah, Don, I'm sure you know that.
Shout out to all the Persian Middle Eastern women out there. We're really bossy and in control.
Sorry, isn't she Armenian?
No, she's definitely Persian. Okay. I would say, yeah, she's definitely Persian. What are you going to say, Don?
No, I'm just from New Jersey, so I got nothing.
Fair enough.
You don't know. You don't know about the Persians.
Not yet.
We're gonna have to school you, honey.
Yeah. Do you have any?
He's excited though. He's red in the face. Look, he's like, but I'm ready and willing to learn.
I got to look around Jersey and find some Persian people.
And, you know, it's funny. I do think a lot of some ethnicities are not tied so much to food, whereas others are. Like, I think Scandinavian, no one thinks of Scandinavian people being super passionate about food. But I think the Middle Eastern, especially Mediterranean, yeah, and so many posts of yours that I see were revolving around food. And it makes you realize, because I'm that way too. Half my Instagram feed is food. You said somewhere about, what was it, ice cream and fries or a golden combination or something. You talked about going to boiling crab. I don't even know what the fuck that is, but food seems to be a big part of your life. Is that right?
Man, you know what? Food, yes. And my mom grew up just making food. But I also, you know what? I didn't really grow up liking to cook because I was just doing a lot of girly things, but like, and not girly things. But now I'm really diving into it. You know, during quarantine, we all got a chance to really get in the kitchen and like figure out what we were capable of. And I'm capable of a lot. I must say, I like my cooking so far. It's very, not a lot, but I've been around the world. I've eaten so much good food. And you know what that brings me to, unfortunately, is I found out that I have Crohn's disease recently. Wow. And that just messed my whole world up because I was like, ugh. Like, what can I not eat? You know, there's so many things now that I have to deal with, and it sucks, but we're pushing forward. And pushing
Let me say through. This. A friend of mine who has celiac disease told me that more often than not, Crohn's is misdiagnosed as celiac. So have you really confirmed 100% it's Crohn's?
Yeah, and they said it's a mild, you know, and I was dealing with this for about 3 years and I didn't know what it was. And I was going through all these crazy symptoms, like you guys out there who's listening, like just get checked up, multiple doctors, like don't wait on it. You know, some doctors don't know what the hell they're talking about, what they're saying. And I don't trust a lot of them, to be honest, personally.
Right.
So I just think that you guys should definitely pay attention to your bodies because your bodies are going to, they're going to tell you what the hell's going on.
You know? I just yelled at this. We had a staff meeting every Monday and because one of my friends found out he was very sick and he hadn't been to a doctor in 4 years. And I
have to go fucking at least once a year. I just cuss you out if you're my friend doing that.
Yeah,
I won't let that happen.
Don, can you cook it all, Don?
I'm a good heater upper. That's about it.
Okay, fair enough.
The microwave? We got to get rid of that.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
The toaster oven. Come on.
Get an air fryer at least, for God's sakes.
You don't pay me enough.
All right, so to go back to the twerking, by the way, I read also, I just like to prove that I've done research, that at one point you taught Howie Mandel and Snoop Dogg to twerk. Who was better and how the fuck did that come about?
Oh, you're hilarious. Oh, Howie's great. I don't know, just mutual friends in common. Snoop Dogg's wife and daughter came to me back in the day and wanted to take classes. So we did some private classes. It was fun. And then Snoop invited me to come on the show. And I went over there, you know, some green screen, taught him some moves and stuff. It was really cool. And of course, we had to smoke a joint like that for a blunt or whatever. That definitely happened.
That's pretty fucking badass. And you're saying, though, that Howie had more rhythm than Snoop?
No, I don't remember necessarily. You guys are going to have to go Google and find out. I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
So also because, first of all, you're so synonymous with twerking, which I sound so white when I say twerking. I can't help it. But
twerking, baby. There's no right way to say it.
But I imagine it's part of whenever someone interviews you, they want you to do it. Does that happen every time?
Yeah.
Does that annoy you?
It does annoy me. Why?
I'm just curious. I can't ask the question.
Are you about to ask me?
No, I am not.
How about I have something? How about you guys show me your best twerking?
I already told you. I'm injured. I'm injured, Lexi. I am wearing a girdle, for God's sake.
You're right. Okay, you're lucky. You're in the clear, but you're not in the clear.
Don is probably wider than I am.
But I already told you. I confess, I have absolutely, seriously, zero ass. It's just a straight line from the back of my neck to the bottom of my feet.
Well, then maybe it's really not for you.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But I like to try it.
But they do. People do ask me to do it. But you know what I say? I say, baby, you got to pay me for that so you can go join my OnlyFans.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm twerking over there.
I bet you are. So now, knowing really, I didn't know much about your music, I'll be honest. I went in and started listening to stuff. And what I thought that was wild is that there is different vibes. The newest song, which is kind of, I would say, hip-hoppy, Booty on Her for sure, right? But you go back to like one of the earlier songs, Deep End, is almost like a housey club song. Like, you have different vibes on your Spotify list. Is that from different eras in your life? Are you changing what speaks to you as an artist, or is that just you're always changing your sound?
I'm a Gemini.
I don't know what that means. I'm so not.
Well, that means we are multiple different beings at once. Okay. That means I'm like 5-6 people.
And don't you read Linda Goodman, Ralph? Come on.
What was that?
But in a crazy sense and a non-crazy sense. But yes, no, I've been through a lot of transitions as a person, a musician, and dating. And I just kind of like all that's mixed into one. And I grew up with such like an eclectic like vibe of music because my dad was so different than my mom, and like I just grew up listening to what they were listening to, and so I could not pick. Like, I loved R&B music, but I listened to rock music growing up because of my dad, and then also Tiesto and like EDM house music, so, and then rap music, you know. So it's just I loved it all, and I wanted to tap into it all, and whatever I just felt at that moment, that's just what I've been doing. Which has been actually, as an independent artist, made it more hard for me, you know, because I haven't picked a lane.
Right.
Everyone in the industry, quote unquote, says, pick a lane, and then you can do whatever you want. So that's been kind of my battle going through the industry for sure, is to like, well, fuck you. Like, I want to do it all. I don't want to pick a lane.
I really like, I like your impression of the person that's telling you what to do, the pick a lane.
There's a lot of management. A&R, there's a lot of business things that don't, you know, that go on that are behind the scenes. Politically,
but that's what impressed me is that you apparently, because you said that you've kind of had to learn every aspect of putting out music and being an artist, and equated to what I, so I was in the restaurant business for years. And when I started in that business, what I said is you need to do everything. So I was a bartender for a while, a busboy for a while. I went to cooking school and ran the line for a while, so that when I ran a restaurant, nobody could fucking tell me how that, I mean, you might be a better bartender than me or better cook than me, but at least I know how to do that. Right.
I've always told the team that my team, you got to put together a team and you got to know.
What the hell just happened?
I think her team just got angry and disconnected.
Wow, her team disconnected her.
I always say that I learned that younger growing up, but what I didn't learn was engineering myself. And literally yesterday was the first time I ever engineered a song, and it's epic. And I'm so excited.
That's cool.
I love Ralph that she, you know, she put her first single out on her OnlyFans. That's where it premiered. And I really love, you know, this has been going on the last about 10 years. I love when artists premiere their new song or their video or their single in a place that you wouldn't really be expecting. Like, there's, you know, bands that have, you know, put videos out on YouPorn or Pornhub, and that's where it debuted.
Yeah.
I like that you kept it in the house and did it on your OnlyFans. I think that's such a cool, unexpected thing to do.
I like being out of the box and innovative. That's what I did with Twerk Out. And then same thing with OnlyFans. Like, a couple years ago when I started, I'm like, this has so much potential, this platform. Like, I was like, girls are misusing it, I think, as well. So I came over and I'm like, I want to drop music video, the first music video. I did a song called OnlyFans. I'm like, I'm going to shoot a video. I'm shooting it. It didn't cost me any money. And I mean, the amount of money that came in from that was ridiculous. And the amount of views that came in were ridiculous. Like, it was just so sick. It was such a great experience. I'm like, and it set the tone for everybody. I mean, you see everybody doing that now.
Yeah, it is amazing, because I think that so many people, and this is in every industry, they just want to do the way it was done already. They don't even know why. It's like, oh, that's where you release this. That's what you do this. And then you do that. And if you ever sit and question, well, why am I doing it that way? Just because I was told. And that's how you find out where there's open areas to make an impression. So now is it very common that people release singles on OnlyFans? I didn't know. Is that
yeah, there's definitely been like Tyga. I don't know. There's a couple people for sure that have released records. I don't pay attention, but I hear about it.
That's pretty cool. Do you feel like for sure in every video you put out that you have to put some moment of you twerking in it, or people will be disappointed, or you don't even think about that anymore?
No, it's definitely something I have to think about, because I have so many fans that, you know, are there for that. And I understand that. I'm not hiding from that. I mean, I'm good at it. I'm not taking any, listen, I know what I am. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you're going to see it because it's a part of me. I'm going to go on stage. It's not like I'm not going to shake my ass. Like, that's a part of who I am too, as an artist. Right. When I'm on stage and I'm talking about it, it's going to happen. But right. now it's going to be a little bit less, you know, people are going to have to like really wait for it and get excited to see. And, you know, that's just what it's going right. to be.
All right. Before we go any further, one of our other longtime sponsors right now, it is RockAuto.com. So if you're an auto mechanic, a super cool do-it-yourself guy, or just someone who works on their own car, no more talking to counter guys who need to order parts or don't know exactly what you're looking for, or you perusing a store forever and then finding out they don't have the right size, the right make, the right this, the right that. Just go to RockAuto.com. They have everything you could possibly need for your car, and you're going to have fun looking while you do it. RockAuto.com. They are so confident in their pricing, they don't even have a discount code. That's how sure they are that they know their prices can't be beat. They are the one-stop shop for everything auto parts. It is rockauto.com. But when you do purchase something at rockauto.com, let them know where you heard about it. The SDR show. Rockauto.com. Let's get back into it. You said somewhere that you grew up flat-chested with no booty. You were the girl that no one liked. Do you remember the day that all of a sudden...
Oh, I said that?
yeah. Do you remember the day where all of a sudden guys were looking at you and you're like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, well, like, definitely growing up, all the girls were definitely more full than me. Like, they had bodies. Like, they were just like, boom, boom, boom. And I was like the skinny little short, like, oh, like, no one liked me. And then suddenly, like, I don't know, it was like the end of high school. They're like, oh, you're getting thick. Like, that's the word I kept hearing, like the word thick. And I'm like, oh, am I getting thick? Like, am I getting a booty? Like, what's happening? And finally, it sprouted. Honestly, Lord, I don't know where it came from. I swear, God blessed me somehow, some way, because it was not expected.
That's pretty wild. Don, do you remember when you first
got thick? I still don't have many. I mean, my boobs are real. Well, you got to search for those still. But
well, we know she knows how to work out her booty, but also those photos and stuff I've seen, your abs are really toned. So what workout do you do for that?
I do a lot of training, personal training, really low weights though and high reps. But I mean, I've had a trainer for a long time since I was like 19. I've always been active. And even training other people myself back in the day too.
Yeah,
so
I think I
that's just been a part of my lifestyle.
That you got, you applied to Equinox and they said no, right? Is that true?
Yeah, that was literally right before Twerkout like blew up. And I was upset. I'm like, here trying to be, you know, a struggling musician. I need money. What am I going to do? Okay, I'm just going to settle for like Equinox. I'm going to go train for a little bit in the meantime. And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, I really have nowhere to go. I was like, I'm not working at forever or 24-hour fitness. Like Equinox was the better version for me.
It was it. Blink they was, denied was their me. Cheap land, right? Blink is a cheap Equinox, isn't it? I think it is.
Oh, yeah, denied me. I was heartbroken. But then Twerkout became crazy. And
so
I'm like,
now
wow.
on that one, and then we'll talk about the new album as well. On Twerkout. So were you trying other moves, like whatever was hot of the moment? Like how did you
No, I created the moves.
But twerking was already a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I was creating the actual like movements, like one by one, naming them, placing them in like a fitness dance class, like a regiment. No, twerking has been around for generations for sure. Right. Yeah,
that's pretty wild. I like that. Okay, and then a couple other things. I know what I do like is that, which I do another show on health and wellness, and I've watched you talk very openly about getting therapy this year and dealing with toxic relationships. I feel that the 2020, I think maybe the pandemic had a lot to do with this, where people can finally be open to talk about that. Hey, if things aren't great, you can go talk to someone to try and fix it. Was it hard for you to come out and talk about that openly?
I'm a pretty open book, but I think growing up, like on my dad's side of the family, it wasn't necessarily something that he was like, oh, you shh. Like it was kind of more frowned up upon, you know, frowned down mm-hmm. on. But I've always been the person that didn't stick in the boxes. So I was like, listen, it's okay to get help. Like, and I've noticed family members that like need therapy and like, we need to talk and communicate properly. And it's okay to talk about these things because that's literally what, that's the only thing that really matters. Like is us and how we act and feel and react, you know, like we need to handle ourselves first. So And sometimes it takes talking to other people and just reiterating what's going on in your life to see other perspectives. And that's how it helped me, you know.
So do you get any therapy from performing?
Yes, for sure. I mean, that just gets out my like kiddie childish dreams on stage. Like I have a million emotions when I go on stage for sure. Half the time I just black out. I don't even know what happens on stage. Not because of drugs, but because of just excitement, you know.
No, my audience always blacks out when I perform.
I get it. I like a shot or two before, but that's kind of all I get into.
It happens a lot of the blackouts of women that come into my bedroom. I can't explain why, but they black out.
God, that's terrible. Jesus.
He hangs out with Marilyn Manson a lot.
Hey, man, by the way, let me say this. I don't want to get into that too much, but I knew him before years ago, and my ex-girlfriend dated him before she dated me, and she's testifying in the case for him. So I tell you that I'm not so sure who's on the right side of that one. Believe it. Listen to everybody. So I don't know what's happening, but
I'm just
going to
stay out of it.
Yeah, it's not. We don't need to get into that right now. But
don't come for me. That's all I got to say. Leave me alone.
I do like that you do, and I've started to talk about this, where when people shit on you online, you talk with them on, you engage them, which I do all the time. My standard reply when someone sends something shitty to me is, I'm sorry you're having a bad day. And it's amazing how often that will diffuse the situation, because people sometimes are just, they forget they're talking to an actual person.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. I'd like to be like, hey, like that was really mean what you said. And they're like, huh? And it's always like some different reaction. It's either like, they're just trying to do it for attention, or they're like really young, or like, they're like you said, they forget you're a person. They're like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. And I'm like, oh. But like, how many times do I need to interact with all these haters, quote unquote haters, for you guys to all like me? Like, I can't, that's exhausting. Like, just like me in general. Just like me already. There's no need to fight back.
Don, do you reply, Don, when someone says shit, do you reply or you let it go?
No, I let it go. But it's fascinating, though, that I learned over the years that, you know, all the haters will be able to tell somebody else more about you than the people that love you. Like the haters know more about you than anybody else. And whatever it is, jealousy, or, you know, like they didn't follow their dreams or whatever it is. But trust me, they're listening. They're the ones buying your music. They're the ones checking you out. They're the ones coming to see you live, every one of them. But yeah, you're right. Like, all you got to do is pacify them. Hey, sorry, you're having a bad day. And they go, no, I'm a fan. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just, you know, you always find out they're the biggest fans.
By the way, never I'm going to ask you if this ever happened to you, Lexi. Never once in my life has someone been shitty to me in person. Never once. All the people, where are they all? Like, why are they never shitty in person? And I've had this happen a couple of times where someone will say, hey, man, good seeing you. Nice to meet you. Oh, by the way, my name is blah, blah, blah. And I walk away and I'm like, oh, that guy's a fucking asshole to me on Instagram all the time. And now he's giving me a big hello because he has no idea. You know, it is what it is. It's so weird. And we lost her again.
She was messing with her earpiece. I don't know if that.
Shannon, I don't envy you having to edit this.
Yeah.
We lost
you're going to get time and a half pay.
Yeah. It's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah.
And she's facing the wrong way. And
the hate, but that is the truth. The haters are your biggest fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I've learned that.
They don't know how to express themselves. And you're right. Like, you ever get, I'll have a show listed and I'll get people go, yo, bro, we're partying after the show at the bar next door. We're going to be drinking all night. It's going to be awesome. I'm bringing girls down or whatever. Then you go, you do your show. And afterwards, like a girl will come up and go, that's my boyfriend over there in the corner. He just wants to say hi to you, but he's kind of shy. And then, yeah, you find out that's the guy who was saying, that's funny. We're going to party all night and all that stuff. Because when they get in front of you, they're a total dud.
Well, that's true. I've experienced some things.
Well, I'm sure as a pretty girl, most guys are going to be fucking very simpy around you.
Crazy is when like they're in line and they try to like pick you up, like as if that's normal or okay to do.
Well, those are men after my own heart. I'm going to try and get this. I want to read it verbatim so I don't mess this up. This is a tweet from Lexi Pantera at Lexi Pantera on Instagram and the Twitter. If you haven't given head, on a commercial airplane yet in your seats. Are you really a freak? This was like 4 days ago. I'll say it again, Don, just in case you didn't hear it. If you haven't given head on a commercial airplane yet in your seat,
I'm getting head right now. So
that's cool.
I don't know if that's...
Yeah, you were headless at the top of the show, but that's a whole different problem. So are we speaking from experience? Did we just try to be shocking? What's the
story? I don't know why I tweet things and then thinking that, like, you know, like, this is where I get in my position. Like, it's not a real person, but like, you guys are real and you guys can see these things, but they're fun, right?
So are you setting things out like that just for the reaction?
No, I'm about what I say for sure.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So maybe
I'm going to leave it there.
All right. Fair enough. And then let's talk lastly about the baddie rings, which I think is a smart idea. These are little rings that people can wear to smoke. Makes it easier for you. Do you have one
can
on
I
you?
Can I see if I... I know. I think I have one here. One second.
Yeah, please do.
Ah!
Whoa.
Let me see.
What are those little dolls behind her?
That's exciting.
Those are voodoo dolls of you and I that she's going to stick needles in after this interview.
Yeah, that made my sense. By the way, my back is killing me.
Okay, so let's see. Here it is. I'm going to have to send you guys them.
Baddie rings.
Yeah, like, I saw them online. They're like the smoke out of. It's like for.
It's called a baddie blunt ring.
Yeah.
And it's a ring that you put your little joint in, and hear it. Look it. I'm like YouTubing. Look. Yeah, you can see it there. You see my little rock star logo?
Yeah, that's cute. I like that.
But what if you're Snoop Dogg? You're not smoking anything that small.
So you go like this, and you can open it. I've actually fit a glass blunt in this. To be honest. Wow. And then you just like this, like a Persian bad bitch.
Oh, like you're doing a hookah almost, like a hookah sign kind of.
Yeah, it's just like your hands don't smell like smoke. And then like you just look cool, you know what I'm saying? So that's just kind of what it is.
Okay, fair enough. I like it. And so the new single is called Booty on Her, featuring Trina. There's another one that you're going to, the full length album is called Sex, Money, and Love Songs. I feel so bad for our producer. She's going to have to edit the 14 times that the camera goes out. Shannon.
Yeah, I'm trying to get them not to call me.
Shannon's going to have it. It just means you're a very popular girl, Miss Pantera.
Sorry.
Do people call you Miss Pantera? Yeah.
No, but I kind of like that.
I think it makes you sound a little fancier.
Yeah, you notice me and Ralph's video didn't get out because no one's looking for us.
Not even a little bit, Don. Not even a little bit. Yeah. And then one of my other favorite lines you said, which is hilarious, is there's so much business in this music business. That's, of course, people don't realize that it's, you know, it is a business, which when we were kids, Don and I, it wasn't a business yet. And I think that's why there was a lot more broad spectrum of unique music, because people didn't think you could make money yet. There was some money to be made. But once after the 80s hit, it became all about the business side of the music business. And we lost the soul of music. We had a legendary guy on the show here years ago, like a year ago, Alice Cooper, who was talking about that there was a golden era in radio where they would just play full-length albums commercial-free. That'll never happen again where that happens, except now you go online for stuff. But even so, to reach that many people, you know, just doesn't exist anymore. That's all.
Yeah, it's true. There we go.
I feel so bad for Shannon.
We're getting back to the...
Shannon, I don't know how we're going to pull this off.
My fault.
All right, so let's just do
but
this.
But the business, but you're yeah, right yeah, about yeah. the business. And listen, if you made it out of Sacramento and made it to LA and made it through the music business, you are definitely going to kick Crohn's disease ass, because the music business is no joke. And the fact that you've been able to transition yourself over, that's to be able to wade through all the trash. And, you know, be able to, you know, score and do your thing. That's huge.
Yeah. And then your next big barrier would be to figure out, how do I keep a camera on for more than 45 seconds? That would be amazing.
Oh, burn.
All right, let's do this. We got to ask her the first and then wrap up the show here.
The first time ever I saw concert Detroit.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of time. We start with rock and roll, and we mean by that the first concert you ever went to, it doesn't have to be a rock concert, but the first show you ever went to go see.
It was Madonna.
Madonna? That is a great one. I like that.
I know. Isn't that cool?
How old were you?
I love that I get to say that. Damn, I don't even know how old I was, though. I think it was early 20s, super early, early, or maybe 19, 18.
That's pretty cool. I like that
something
one.
Something like that.
So you were
but
already
that was
in...
actually, that's actually late. That's like late to go right. to a concert. I wasn't really allowed to go places. Really
it's,
weird.
It's the Middle like... Eastern way. They're very protective when we're growing
so
up.
So like my uncle took me to a Madonna concert. That was pretty legendary.
That's pretty wild. And you were already at that point in the industry. So yeah. you knew that's the path you wanted to take. So seeing yeah. her must have been great. Now, the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
Molly was the only drug I've ever done that's besides weed.
Did you love it?
I did like it. I'm not going to lie. I feel like everyone maybe should try it once in their lives. You know what I'm saying? Get a good vibe. But it's not my thing. It's not something I've done after.
And is weed
was it,
a drug?
Was it on an airplane?
No, it was actually in Vegas, but like I took it way too late or way too early. And like, we ended up not even going anywhere. You know, it was just like a dud night, but it was one to remember. It was for sure. And then, you know what? I have tried shrooms, and this was in the past couple years where I tried it. And I can definitely say that it was like your own therapist is what I can kind of say it is like, you know, you just kind of come up to these conclusions and it's really emotional. Like, I don't really like drugs like that. A joint is like my thing. I don't even drink really. Like, I like joints. I like smoking.
I find a lot of people are either one or the other. Like, I only drink. I hate smoking. I hate the way it feels, but I'll have a drink now and then, but I do almost nothing. If I have a drink a week, it's a lot. I don't do anything. I'm kind of a puss. Don, are you still doing any drugs of any sort? Are you sober?
Never did a drug in my life.
You puss. Really, congratulations. That's nice to hear.
That's how we roll in Jersey. We don't get involved with that stuff.
Nothing. Not
I'm
even
afraid
drinking.
Of it. I'm afraid of it for real. Like I'm
Me
really
too.
Like, nah, I'd rather not. I'm high off life. I already have enough goddamn energy myself. People think I'm on drugs. Like, I don't need to be really crazy out here in these streets.
We do a drug on the show once a year because I've never done any drugs and I try them all.
No way.
And I try one a year. And I think, Shannon, we're doing Whippets in a month or two, right? Is that the plan? I think we're doing.
Yes, you guys are. Yes.
Yes, we're doing
I'm
Whippets.
Not doing it.
That is wild.
Yeah, I tried cocaine at 50 years old. How crazy is that? How stupid is that?
That's so interesting.
It.
And so how dumb. Was that?
I hated
2 weeks
it.
Hated later,
it.
He was on intervention.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's how I hurt my back. I've hated every drug I've done so far. I don't like, I'm not made for drugs. So now the first time you had sex.
Oh, I'm such a good girl. It was with my long-term boyfriend, you know, 17 and a half years old in Los Angeles. He was a dancer and I was a dancer.
Oh, how cute is that?
And we were in love. And yeah, I felt like I waited, although now that I think about it, I'm like, that's still not a long time. But I felt like I waited so long because all my friends around me were so sexually active and like crazy already. And I was the one that like, I'm going to be the good girl. Like, I'm not going to do these things, you know? And I wasn't the one sneaking out or anything. Like, I had to be home.
Was it in Sacramento or in LA?
It was when I got to LA. Mm-hmm. Daddy said, you got to come to LA, what, to get ruined?
Yeah, that's what happened. They took your flower the moment you arrived in LA. How terrible is that?
No, I had my V card for a while, too. I was excited about it.
It's funny. That's Meanwhile, so funny. The most common age on the show is 17, so it's not late or early. It's the most common answer. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. So the new song, Booty on Her with Trina, is out. The full-length album, Sex, Money, and Love Songs, is coming out this year. I think there will be another debut on SoundCloud with another song, or am I wrong with that? There is?
There might be.
Mm-hmm. Not that you need our help, but at Lexi Pantera with two R's on the social medias. And virginlex.com or lexipantera.com. Go to the same website.
And Lexi with a Y because people get it twisted.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. And Pantera with the extra R, not to be confused with the band.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to plug before we go around the room to plug?
No, just follow me and keep updated. I'm excited for you guys to tap into my life and my music and journey.
Okay, fair. And then if you're ever in New York, you could teach Don and I how to twerk. Don, your plugs?
All right, fine.
Yeah, that Jameson show every Tuesday. at 7 o'clock, compoundmedia.com. And help me out on Twitter, at Real Don Jameson. I'm like 20 away from 100K, baby.
Nice.
So get on there. Follow me at Real Don Jameson. And I mean, I'm still millions behind you, Lexi, but, you know, not bad.
Twitter is the hardest one to get on.
I don't, by the way, I don't do anything on Twitter. I just have my Instagram go to Twitter. I'm so bad at social media in general, but congratulations to that, Don. All right, Shannon, your plugs. Now we will let you speak.
Thank you. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, musicians, porn stars, reality TV stars, and they tell their stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
Okay, now don't give any indication, Lexi, okay? But we try to figure this out. I don't know if Don's been a part of this yet. Maybe he has, but we try figure out if our guest does believe in ghosts. So don't respond, but I'm going to go with a hard yes. Don, what do you think?
You know what? I always go yes, but I'm, you know, I've been above her now for the past 40 minutes and I'm thinking no.
Not a lot of guys last above her for 40 minutes. Shannon, what do you think? Yes or no?
I think it's going to be yes. I believe in the Middle East, they believe in like a jinn or things like that. And I feel like it's embedded in their culture. I don't know if she would have shed that when her dad came here. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going with yes. So two yeses and a no. What's the answer, Lexi?
I believe in ghosts.
Pow, 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 pow.
And I definitely believe in aliens.
Oh, well, there you go. That I think is, by the way, if you don't believe in aliens, I think you're a lunatic.
You're an alien. If you don't believe in aliens.
I'm pretty sure Jay doesn't believe in aliens.
That's weird. How could you not? There's fucking billions and billions of stars.
Listen, you guys, that's a whole conversation I can really tap into.
Jesus Christ.
Let's not even go there. It's like a political stance now, okay?
We actually had Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's a famous astrophysicist, on the show. And boy, did I fucking love talking to him. But it's insane to think. Whatever. You're right. We don't need to go off on a tangent. Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness comes out every Monday with the founder of Juice Press. We're opening our first location. The show is called Good Sugar. The location, Good Sugar, will be opening on 3rd and 69th. I'm going to say in May. It's all raw vegan, even though I'm not either, but it is a good, healthy way to live your life. So check that out. And then we end the show every week with a song. Do you want to do Booty on Her? Do you want to pick one that you want us to play? We'll add it to the playlist. Which one?
It better be Booty on Her.
All right, we'll do Booty on Her. Edit. And Don,
hey, Booty on Her featuring Trina, baby.
Don, you have a tendency to bail the second we're done recording, but do not, because I have a question for you at the end of this. Alexi, thank you so much for taking the time out, and we'll see everyone next time on the SDR show. Peace.
She got some booty on her.
I do.
Booty on her. She got some booty.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.